48 minutes past the hour of the Russ Parr Morning Show, and yes, it's time for your take. 1-877-727-7746. You know, a lot of people are talk about all the time that marijuana is not a gateway drug. In other words, it's not addictive, you know, and it won't lead you to do heavier drugs. Well, they're saying now that the THC that's in this strain nowadays of marijuana is highly addictive and is truly a gateway drug.
Yeah.
Do y'all agree with that or not? 1-877 Parr Show. Because they say back in the day, man, it's like it's not even near the potency level of what a lot of young folks are getting on the streets right now.
Well, you know, back in the day, you really just had one. Really, it was pretty much all the same. But now you have so many levels of it. That's why probably if you...
Who grew that?
Different strains.
Hey, people.
Well, the THC count used to be like 3%, 3-5%. Now it's like 20-25%.
Yeah, because what they do is they take the strains and they'll put them together. I mean, these people, you have to know botany and things like horticulture.
But if you're still smoking Reggie, you're safe.
But how do you know if you are?
Reportedly.
Yeah. And now they're gone with the synthetic stuff, which is like killing people.
Yeah, they banned that K2 stuff.
It's killing. But, you know, listen, I don't know. Do you believe it's a gateway drug?
The K2 stuff was killing the government's cut. That was the biggest part of that.
Wow. Good morning. Hello, Tracy.
Hey, how you all been doing?
Just fine. Your take.
You know what? I don't know what people are getting high off of, but I read on our local website here, we had 4 accidents within 20 hours, and I think 2 out of 4 of them were heroin related. That is big here, and it's just scary to know that somebody's driving behind the wheel high like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like... You know, I know that, you know, marijuana does, you know, hamper
Well, it impairs you. It impairs your ability to think quickly and to, you know, to
but
make quick
you'll
decisions.
You'll have the weed smokers to sit up and saying, but it's not as bad as alcohol.
It's not.
It doesn't matter, though. It still affects you.
It depends on your personality, because if you have an addictive personality, of course you're going to be. I mean, it's just like
even if you don't have an addictive personality, marijuana affects you. Otherwise, you wouldn't smoke it. What are you smoking for if it doesn't affect you?
A shopping addiction is not going to help.
Is this new grade a gateway? That I think this new grade of marijuana that's out in the streets. Good morning, hello.
Yeah, morning, Tom. Look here, Russ. You know, when I was a teenager in the 70s, my buddies, they all smoked marijuana and they never got addicted to anything else but marijuana.
But they got addicted to marijuana. You said they never got addicted to anything but marijuana. But I understand what you're saying is it wasn't a gateway drug for them. However, they still became addicted to marijuana.
Yeah. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. I was calling. I love marijuana, just to first say that, but I don't smoke it because it does, I don't smoke it like if I go somewhere out of town, maybe if I'm on vacation, but I don't smoke it because it does impair you. It does make you a little slower doing things. It makes you lazy. And for me, it's like I don't want to go and smoke weed all day and not get homework done, not go to work or, you know, but I do want to know how would that affect people? You know, if we do allow marijuana to be legalized and everything, well, it is, but for everybody to smoke it, how would it affect people going to work?
I know it really helps people with glaucoma. I know that.
Right. Well, it helps. Medical marijuana is different because you're getting that. That's not some stuff you're getting on the street.
Oh, that's some potent stuff. Right.
Well, it impairs your reaction.
They're fighting to give it to the kids now.
Because
it's helping.
It's one little child. I mean, they exhausted every medical therapy. They gave him marijuana because he was having vicious seizures.
Well, it's
that was the only thing that could help him.
Sure.
Tweet.
Mr. FTC writes at Russ Parr Show, it's not the THC people get addicted to. The nicotine and the tobacco and the blunts, just like cigarettes.
Preach.
I've never heard of that.
I've heard of that. Because, if you're rolling it in a blunt, there's still nicotine in that blunt. So you might not be addicted.
Is it in the paper?
Yeah. When you break the blunt open, it's a tobacco leaf, basically.
Well, you know, people love to say... that's right. People love to say, but it helps you when you're sick. That's true. All drugs help you when you're sick. Guess what? You can get codeine that will help you, that you can get that prescribed to you as well. So, yes, but it is, if you're not sick, why are you taking it? Yes.
Gateway drug or not, the new THC on that street. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your take?
Oh, this is Judy from Cincinnati. And, this new weed, I call it the black lit weed. It ain't the same as what they used to. I think it's something in this new weed. I don't smoke any weed. So back in the day, weed, Top Joy stuff was good. But this stuff nowadays, it got people walking around looking like zombies.
Yeah.
So somebody's challenging you here. Notorious Chaz writes, so if you're smoking, Reggie, you're safe. And they're laughing.
Soup. That's supposed to be funny.
It was a joke.
I know.
They took you so seriously.
There are a lot of people going like, what's Reggie?
Yeah.
You don't want to know.
Low grade weed. You don't want to know. Regular.
Regular. Regular. Oh, Reggie Regular.
Reggie Miller.
Oh, he's regular.
How do you know? How do you know what you're smoking?
That's the problem.
Oh, well,
if you can't get up, but that's too late then.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no, realistically, when you go to the pharmacy, they make mistakes. Sometimes they give you the wrong drugs.
Good morning, hello.
All right, so here's the thing, y'all. A couple things y'all misinformed on. Medical marijuana is the same thing as good loud that's in the streets.
Yes.
It's grown by a scientist. They're using, indoor, under the lights, everything. So it's all pure marijuana. As far as it being stronger, there's several different strains. So it's not just one that's coming out that's like stronger than anything else. There's
Are you
so
a scientist?
But we agree with you on that. We're not misinformed. We didn't say.
Right.
I mean, we're in agreement. So get to the disagreement.
Botanist. Well, the disagreement is it doesn't really affect you. I'm actually on my way to work right now.
It impairs you.
I do it every day.
Okay.
And, I'm not going to go into any more because I don't know if anybody recognizes my voice. But
let me ask you, do you feel the need to go on to doing crack or cocaine or meth? Right.
Never. I've been doing it since I was about 14, 15 years old. I've never done anything else.
Let me ask you this.
Maybe a little ecstasy before.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Sir,
yes.
Let me ask you
when
this.
Teenager,
if it doesn't
get addicted
okay.
to it.
Right. If it doesn't do anything to you or for you, why do you do it?
Do anything
oh, what does it do? What does it do for you? What does it do?
It relaxes me. Same thing.
That's
as
right.
As the soccer mom taking two Xanax is machine.
That's bad too. That's wrong too.
But Alfreda, you sit here.
I'm just telling you. You asked me what it did for me. And
no,
that's
I know.
What
that's what it does. It relaxes you. It impairs your.
That's
exactly.
His morning coffee. Like you have to drink
right,
that
your
big
coffee.
Her coffee.
You're
not going to mess up.
Number
one.
I don't have to get it.
Caffeine is definitely addictive.
And so is sugar.
But let me ask you this.
So is sugar.
Let me ask you this. Do you know what grade of marijuana that you're getting?
Yes.
So you got dudes on the streets, because I'm a grown up. Yeah. So the dudes on the streets can tell you exactly, whether you're getting something that it's more for your head.
I don't go to the dudes on the street.
Okay. Oh, you're prescribed. Okay. Well, let me just tell you something. I love pro marijuana people because you got an answer for everything. Okay, so yes, my coffee, it hypes me up. Yes, it's
exactly.
legal. It's legal, and it doesn't have to be prescribed to me, so it's okay for me to take. Guess what? Just like, if you're prescribed marijuana and you need it for whatever issues you have, that's a different story. I'm mm-hmm. taking it, so it does, it's caffeine. Well,
you're not putting
it.
People in danger well, when you take
I mean, they have marijuana in pill form now that they give to people.
Okay, well, if you need it, then you got to take it.
Herb One writes, you cannot convince a smoker that they act and look impaired
it's
when
true.
They are high.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Jerome Lighty writes, what about people who smoke pipes?
That's bad. That can really cause cancer quicker than anything else because there's no filter in it. Are you talking about pipe marijuana?
Pipe?
Or?
What are you talking about?
Miss Q82 writes, for some people, weed leads to other drugs due to not being able to receive that high. Mm-hmm. A lot of people dip blunts and tuss.
What's tuss?
What?
That's like, I think you're talking about like boat.
Like Robitussin?
In there,
Robitussin,
I'll bet. I've never heard nobody dipping in Robitussin.
Wow.
No, I'm telling you, a real dealer, he takes pride in his product.
Right.
He can tell you all the brands and what it's going to do to you and the whole nine.
Gotcha.
And that makes it okay.
Yeah. We appreciate y'all's comments.
The Russ Parr Morning Show.